Larch Hansen?
You Calfed with me. What I wanted to show you was that if this is the ocean floor, and that's the high tide, the one-year kelp plant is this high, the two-year kelp plant is here, the three-year is there, the four-year is there. The three- and four-year kelp plants are the ones that I harvest. And I've been harvesting them in the same places for 40 years. If you go to the tax assessor's office in Steuben and look at the aerial photographs of Steuben, you can see the kelp beds that I harvest. But these aerial photographs were taken in the 1960s. And that means that what I've been doing for the last 40 years is sustainable. That's kelp. I only need, in my business, 1,500 dry pounds of kelp. That's 15,000 wet pounds. It's a 1-to-10 ratio. That's not even 7.5 tons? Yeah, something like that. In my total business, I need 20 wet tons of business of seaweed to go for a year. Now, a rockweed harvester might get that in 3 or 4 days into the boats. But that's what I need for the year, is just 20 wet tons. And I work within a 3-mile radius of home. I've never gone beyond that. In the early years, I went rowing to see if I could row in my radius, and I rowed out to Tipmanan, came back into Goolsville Bay, and said, okay, that's my range. So I've settled on what's enough. And I'm happy with it. I'm going to be retiring quite soon. And I've trained, over 40 years. I've had 160 apprentices. Some of them have gone on to start their own businesses. So people will be taking over the work. What I did was Monday afternoon, I sent out an email to my customer base, and I said, just talk to me about seaweed as food and medicine. I'm going to be in front of a legislative committee. And I got 100 replies. And I distilled it down. Does this help? Okay. I distilled it down to 12 messages that are representative of how people are using seaweeds as food and medicine. So I'll give you a couple of the voices. Yesterday, reading the Bangor Daily, there's a group of people that are really concerned about children in the summertime who don't have enough to eat. They get free meals at school, but when they go home in the summertime, they're hungry. So they're trying to figure out how are we going to help them. Well, this is a paragraph from a hungry person. I'm not able to afford to buy a lot of seaweed, but my girlfriend Randy, who buys it from Larch, sends it to me, and it's helping me to stay healthy. I am on Social Security and get a lot of food pantry foods, canned, not fresh, unfortunately. Since beginning to eat the seaweed with rice, I feel stronger and better and more energetic. I have not only found a food that is physically helping me, but it helps make my food taste better. Now, what's happened here is she's discovered that the trace elements are filling in some gaps in her nutrition. She says it truly acts as medicine for me, and I live in economic hardship at the moment. I'm also preparing it for my daughter. I'm a single mom, and thankfully she has benefited from it as well. And what she says is the seaweed man and the seaweed are saving lives. Well, you know, this rockweed brought up to my garden has created beautiful soil over the years. When I started, I hit bedrock at a foot. And now I have soil that's 2 feet deep just from hauling rockweed. Really, this is a resource that belongs in our schools so that kids can see how to grow a garden, have a greenhouse. I have 1,500 square feet of greenhouse. It's unheated, but 2 days ago I was planting it. So this is rockweed, and it's a local resource. This year I'll have an apprentice who has taught gardening in elementary schools.
Just interrupt you for just a second. I think we all are aware that the seaweed's very beneficial. Do you want to talk more about the management? About the proposed bill, please?
Well, I've talked about management on the first page, and I think one thing I've been listening to this afternoon is talk about biomass in rockweed. A 3-foot plant, half of your biomass is below midline, half is above midline. a four-foot plant, the top third has 50% of your biomass. If you cut that plant at 16 inches, how much biomass have you removed? I want you to think about that. Okay. As far as the work that I do, what I need for management is to know that I can go out and harvest the species that I'm interested in and not have anybody else harvesting those beds. So that means I would like to apply for a permit and pay by the ton, a fee. And then somebody from DMR can come and oversee what I'm doing. And it also means that I'll be accountable because I'll be in the same place every year. Well, in fact, I am accountable. I've been in the same place for 40 years working by myself. I want to see that continue. And I know that there are enough niches on the coast of Maine to place many apprentices who can have the same deal that I've got. So that's part of management for me. And I have talked about it on the first page of this. And the last two pages are people who are talking about, I healed breast cancer. I don't have prostate problems anymore. It's all those health things that I got from my customers when I asked 2 days ago, how is it helping you? And I trust that if you're curious, you'll read it. So I'll give you a break.
Any questions from the committee? Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you've been talking to us about kelp as opposed to rockweed.
And Elaria and digitata and dulse. Yeah, there are lots of plants.
Would you say that each of those species needs perhaps different cutting practices based on
they all have different life cycles. Kelp, once it gets to four, up on the surface, it's a four-year-old plant. It usually gets tugged away in an ice storm. Elaria, if you can imagine, a zone of plants growing on the front of your desk that never uncovers, that's the perennial spore stock. And then imagine your desk is covered with this year's plants that have spored up and grown out in May and June. They're going to disappear by the end of summer because of sun damage and surf damage. That's what I harvest, is the annual stock. Every plant is different, and every one has its own strategy. So my ledges are numbered by the number of bushels of Elaria that they give me, and my apprentices have named them for their characteristics. So we have 20-bushel rock, which is also called the haystack, you know, things like that.
Thank you.
Okay. It's really hard to compress 40 years of experience into 2.5 minutes, and I can't even move my body. I have to get behind the podium because I'm used to moving.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming.